right, so we're up to this. So we're up to, we continue along Beis Manalov. Ravi Hananya Omar. Whatever. Kadesha Yavi Behema Acheres V'yishchot. So he says the shear of Shehiyah is the amount of time it takes to get another animal and to shechta. Okay? So he's adding in a new thing. Not just the time that it takes to do shechita, but the time that it takes to get an animal, get another animal and do shechita. Right? Which is much longer to get an animal. So he says, Yavi, afilo me'alma? You mean to get another animal from like the world that would go to the marketplace and like get one? He says, Nasad Rechel Shurim. It's going to turn out that that's totally subjective. That means that you're giving it to Shurim. Means there's many, many Shurim. What kind of Shur is that? It's going to be 1 minute for one guy, 10 hours for another guy. And you have to go get, that's the Shur Shehiyah, the amount of time it takes you to go to the store and to get it. There's no way to objectify how long it takes to get another animal. It depends where you are and where the store is and whatever. So that can't be a Shur. There's no way to like say to fix that the normal amount of time it takes. I mean, it totally depends on other factors. Right? You could kind of say the normal time it takes to do shechita. You can normalize that. Say the average, whatever, or something. At least it's all roughly the same thing. You could pick a normal time. But how long it takes to get an animal, I mean, then in theory it could be months, it could be days, it could be hours, it could be minutes. So if it really totally, it's totally open-ended. So it says, Amar of Papa, Omedes Lahatil, Igavinaya. It means it's talking about where it's ready to take. It's ready to take.
It's like right there
in the ground. Yes, right. That's what he's talking about. Let's say Rashi. It says, she, Lishirim, the second white line, Lishirim, Pa'amim Shihirachoko, Pa'am Krova. Sometimes it's a little far, sometimes it's close. He says, Omedes Kan, Umuchusas Atalara. So it's standing here, but you haven't yet knocked it down, taken it down. Okay? Because I guess that's normally how you do shechita, is you put it in a position to do shechita, you just walk up to it and slaughter it, you have to like get it, set it up, knock it down, and you do it. I guess otherwise it'll start moving, walking around. I guess it's hard, the way you do is you knock it down. So, Ika ben Rav Chanina l'Rabbi Yochanan. Well, I guess what's Rabbi Yochanan? So, this Rabbi Yochanan just said, Afilu behem alof. Right? He's just talking about the shechita or whatever. And now this new shechita chanina is adding in to bring another animal. So it says, Ika ben chanina v'yochanan. V'yochanan mishar v'shechita l'chudar. V'yochanan just goes by the shechita itself. Rav chanina boy hatala v'shechita. He needs the knocking it down and the shechita. Right? And the war continues. Amri v'marav v'mishmeid rabi yosir v'chanina. K'dei shiag b'yehana v'yar b'tzena v'yishchot. That's the time that it takes to pick it up and lay it down and to do shechita. Daka v'gasa gasa. So the different point is the big animal, small animal, whatever. But he's saying, as you see, that's in line with that position, like what's his name, like Ruchanina, that it includes not just the shechita, but the takedown. The takedown, and the time it takes to pick it up and to knock it down, and then do the shechita. Right? So that's our machlokas now. Okay, that's our machlokas now. When you say the shir shechita, shir shehiyah, is kadesh lishchot, does it include then the takedown? It doesn't mean the amount of time it takes to get an animal from the street, because that's from the weather shot, because that's too open ended. But does it include the amount of time it takes to get the animal into position, assuming it's there, but to get into position? Does it include that, or does it just include the cutting itself, assuming it's already in position, right? So that's the machlokas. So that's what we have to define. It's not clear that this is dependent upon the other question about behema lov of behema. I mean, I guess in theory it would be better if we could define it independently, but it's not clear. I mean, you see the second way is saying it dakal daka gasa lagasa, that you go per animal. But it's not clear. So
right.
I think we should probably just try to leave that open-ended unless we have to. Because I'll show you, because Rabbi Yochanan is setting up as Rabbi Yochanan versus Rabbi Chanina, right? Rabbi Yochanan is holding Behem al-Of, so he's holding this one unified thing for both, right? Behema and Dove. But then the other side of Chanina is seemingly the same as Mr. Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina, right? And he's holding Daka Daka Gasa Lagasa, which means you go per animal. Right? So it seems like they kind of are on both sides of the aisle on that question.
Right.
So it seems, I mean, I don't know that you can pull fancy moves and stuff and differentiate between Ofa and Daka Lagasa or whatever, but the simplest way is that it's not dependent upon it. You go either way on yesterday's question. This is an independent question.
Right.
It's true. I mean, obviously, it's true. Is that on the surface, the easier side is to say, you just go by Shechita. What's the sense to say that you start including the takedown? I mean, that's not part of Shechita. It's just like Asher, right? If you want to pick a Shear's mind, you just pick the Shear that takes to do Shechita. Shechita, this isn't Shechita. Right, like on the surface, you say this is a hechsher. You have a lot of hechsher. I'm looking at why don't you include the amount of time it takes to sharpen the knife, or to check the knife, or to go to the store and buy an animal, which is kind of what he thought to include originally. He just said, no, you can't include that. It's too much. But, I mean, it almost seemed like in theory he would want to include all that. I mean, it seemed. It's just that it can't do that because it can't objectify the shear or something like that. But what's this, what's this idea? On the surface, you'd say, look, shchita, shchita, everything else is just hechsher, so that shouldn't be part of the shear. Rafi's saying an idea here that has she has the shear of shchita. But how long is shchita? So they talk about shchita from a purely like halachic conceptual standpoint. Shchita is chatichas ha-simanim. And that's it. It begins and ends with chatichas ha-simanim, right? Or chatichas of the neck, whatever. But then you could talk about shchita like as like on a practical activity which a shochet's involved in. Practically speaking, the shechita begins with you come to an animal, you take it down, you shechita. So practically speaking, that's part of the shechita. It's part of every shechita. Look, sometimes you start with going to the store and buying whatever, but sometimes the animal's right there. But basically, always, you don't find animals just lying down there or spreading out their neck in order to do shechita. So the shechita practically, it begins with you taking it down. She's saying is that shechita means, just a given amount of time, is the amount of time that it takes a person to do shechita. And this is how long it takes to do shechita. So not because halachically, look, theoretically you could do shechita in the shiur of the chatichas simanim, but not practically. So the question is, does shiur shiur go by like the conceptual ma'isa shechita or the practical shechita? Practical shechita includes the takedown also. Right, that's what you're saying. But they're wondering, yeah, but still, why should you go by the practical? You should just go by the shechita itself, and is it just totally extraneous? Okay, so Mark's making it a little better. Yeah. A little better. Yeah, or maybe it's going a little further. He's saying, what's the idea? I'm going to add a tiny bit, but like the machlokas. Is it pshat that just shehiyah means like the amount of time of shechita is defined objectively as a significant amount of time? And if that's the case, then we don't care about all the hechsherim. That's not the shechita. We don't know what we're taking is we're looking at the zman shechita and we're saying that's like a chashav amount of time. Whatever the Zman Shechita is, that's a chashav amount of time. So then we just look in the abstract. What is Shechita? Or is it pshat that Shehiyah means if you pause for the amount of time that you could have walked away and done a different Shechita, so then that's a significant break in this Shechita. It's not just like an abstract measurement of a significant amount of time. It means if you have an amount of time where you could have done a different one, so then you'll say, well, you've stopped this one. That's a way to measure whether it's the same amount of time. Could you have done another one? So if you talk about could you have done another one, well, you have to take into account the practical possibility of doing another one. You can't just go do another one. You have to knock down the animal. So if it's only amount of time, the 10 seconds, then I couldn't have done another one. Yeah, theoretically, that's the sheer shechita, but I couldn't have actually done it. And in fact, maybe it's supported a little bit by his lashon. He says, "Kidei sheyavi behem acheres v'yishcha." Like Behem Acheres. Who's talking about a Behem Acheres? Why is that relevant? Just say the amount of time it takes to knock down an animal into Shechter. Who's talking about Behem Acheres? But that's what he's saying. He means if you're doing this animal and you have enough time that you could have walked away, done another one, and then come back, that's already it. You're gone. You've already gone. That amount of time is too much. But it's the way you measure it is by, well, could I actually go and do it? So then if I could have actually gone and done another one, then you'll say it's already a break. The other way of looking at it is not like from that practical standpoint, as if I could have gone whatever. It's just taking trying to fix an amount of time, which is significant. And how do you fix it? You say, well, what's the shir shrita? So then you just look at shrita. You're just abstracting shrita itself. You're not taking into account the practicalities of going and doing it as if I would walk away. You're just in that conceptual thing is, am I going to go 10 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes? Well, shir shrita. So then shir shrita just goes by shir shrita. What is shrita? Chatichas amadim. So that's it. So I assume it's already in its things and whatever. Right? I wanted to add one thing. I'm not sure if you need what I'm going to say. Okay? But it's interesting. I'll bring it up, and then we can together discuss whether it's, you know, helpful, not helpful, what the nafkaminas are. But I guess my question would be, is like, let's say, in order to do shchita, you would always, like, have to check the knife, or something. Or you'd always have to roll up your sleeves, or I don't know, something like that, you know? Some totally extraneous thing, right? So would that also be included in the thing? Like going to the store or whatever, it's like sometimes do something, whatever. But let's say it's like knocking it down, you always have to do. Practically, you always do it. So let's say you always would also have to roll up your sleeves and you always have to go sharpen the knife and you always have to, like, whatever. There's a bunch of steps, you know, make a bracha, and you always have to, I don't know, like whatever. A bunch of different things. Let's say you have to lie the floor with dirt because he said, no, a bunch of different things, you know. Like, is this, how open-ended would his thing get? Okay. Would you say, you could say, enochanami, if that's practically what you have to do in order to do shrita, then you're right. But maybe you'd argue you don't practically have to do those things because you could do them before and they're not really part of it and whatever. But theoretically speaking, I think from what you're saying, you would include all that stuff also. Again, theoretically, right? But I want to argue like this, is maybe not. Maybe you could say, is that how do you look at shchita? So you could look at shchita as a halachic process of chaticha simana. You know, like isolating out what is shchita halachically, conceptually, purely from the eyes of like the halachic man. Okay? But you could also look at shchita as like an attack on an animal. You're attacking the animal and killing it. Yes, through a specific method, and the bottom line is it does eventuate in cutting the simanim, but it's like one, there's such a thing as attacking an animal and killing it. Assaulting an animal to death, kill it, you know, beating an animal to death. Now, the way, it's a certain kind. It's the kind which the ultimate, you know, death blow comes through chatichas simanim. But in the world of like human activities, you're killing an animal. You're not just chatichas simanim. Now, killing an animal, animals are strong and resilient, and you can't just kill an animal. I mean, you have to take it down, and you have to. There's a process of attacking an animal. So, like, the process involves, like, how long does it take to kill a person? I mean, it depends. If the guy is, like, you know, open, you know, just laying back and letting you kill him very quick. But, I mean, a person is a person, and it doesn't work that way. You have, there's a process. You have to attack him. You have to knock him down. You have to get him in position. You have to whatever. So you could say is like the activity of doing shchita is like, is the human activity of shchita is a type of an attack on an animal. An attack on an animal begins with knocking it down, getting in position, and it ends with the slicing of its throat. So it's like the halachically, the mitzvah shchita isolates out just the final slice. But the human activity of shchita is really, the slice is the finishing step. It's really a process of attacking an animal to death, which culminates in the slice. So you could argue that the shehiya is the shear, the amount of time it takes to do shchita. But do you just isolate out the halachic process of shchita, which singles, takes one, the final step of the process of attacking it, and that's it? Or do you say it's shchita is like the human activity of shchita, which is attacking the animal and slicing its throat, which includes a little more than just the slicing its throat itself. But the nafmina is it wouldn't include rolling up your sleeves or, I don't know, or something, sharpening your knife or I don't know, something else, because that's not the attacking the animal itself. I'm trying to argue is like the takedown is not purely a hachshar. In the framework of mitzvah shchita, it's a hachshar. But in the framework of the larger scope of the human activity, which shechita is really part of the process of killing the animal. There's a process of killing the animal. Killing is the final step of an attack, of an assault. So you could say is that the shir shehiya is the shir that it takes to do the activity, the extended activity of shechita. And shechita is the activity of shechita exists in a larger context.
But we're not sharpening a knife.
I'm saying it like this, is that sharpening the knife is a hachshar. See, the thing is, like, killing an animal is like, there's almost like, you know what it reminds me of? There's a halacha of, like, Misa Arechta. The Malkus and Misa. So I forget exactly how it comes up. But there's an idea of beating a guy to death. And the assault and the killing are part of one process. It's not like I'm doing two things. If you beat a guy and you beat him and you beat him and then you kill him, it's not like you're doing two different things. Like sharpening a knife is one activity, and then killing the animal is a different activity. What I'm saying is, but knocking the animal down and killing it is one continued activity of beating an animal to death. It's like the knocking it down is actually part of the attack of the animal. That's the way you're attacking it. So you're attacking it and killing it. So it's like, just viewed from the standpoint of mitzvah shechita, it's a hachshar. No different than sharpening your knife. So let's get the knife in position, get the animal in position, get the whatever, you know. But from the framework of like a gladiator or something like that, who's like fighting with an animal, like that's all part of the process. You have to attack it, knock it down, and kill it. And it's one continuous process. So the shechita, you could look at shechita as a process of attacking an animal. And in that process, that's not just a hechsher, that's part of the process. That's part of the attack. But sharpening your knife is what you do before you do the attack, before you encounter the animal. But this is part of the encounter and the attack and the takedown, that you're taking the animal out. Taking the animal out is knocking it down and then killing it. It's all part of that process of attacking the animal. So it's like an extended view. Shechita exists in from... If you wouldn't like be talking about shechita as like the halachic process of shechita, chatich simanim, you just look at it as killing the animal, you say... From the time he goes to the animal and takes it down, he's involved in killing the animal. And then how long does it take to kill an animal? So the shir shia is how long does it take to kill an animal? Yeah, through the specific method of shechita, that's, you're not just saying kill an animal through some other, through a bullet, it's through shechita. But shechita is a method of killing an animal, and that method begins with taking it down. You know, so it's like, do you isolate out the shem shechita itself, the mitzvah shechita, which basically, you know, isolates that from the rest of the attack, or do you just say shechita is what is the, and in the human framework, shechita is a type of an attack, and it's the which culminates in shechita, but it's the shir which it takes to do that attack. The only question is like this: is maybe I'm not right though, because you could say is originally the Gemara thought that it would include going and getting the animal, right? That's what Gemara says. Really, to go get the animal from somewhere else? But what do you mean? But nasata d'varech l'shiurim, then you're gonna have it being totally different shiurim for every single guy, right? But that's not part of the attack, right? Going to fetch the animal isn't part of the attack. And the only reason why the Gemara rejected that, it would seem, is because Nasat Devech L'Shiurim. It seems like the Gemara thought that's what it meant. You know, thought that let's say that were included. Like, let's say it would include going to get the animal. Right? Why did it reject that? Because it's too subjective, right? But let's say it weren't subjective. Let's say the world was constructed, there's a law of physics that getting animals takes a minute. I don't know, whatever. There's a button you push, animal comes out, and right, it takes a minute. Let's say that was like a fixed law, right? The Gemara would have said that's also included in theory, right? The only reason it didn't include that is because it's too subjective. You can't include that halachically, right? But I'm not going to say that's part of the attack, getting the animal out of the animal machine or whatever. That's not part of the attack, right? But you see, the Gemara would have included that, right? So according to what you guys are saying, you'll say, oh, because then you'd say, practically, how long would it take you to do shechita? Well, you push the button, you get the animal out, and get the thing, do the shechita, knock it down, do shechita, and that would all be included, because practically, that's how long it takes to do shechita. Right? The only reason it didn't do that is because each guy is going to be different, so you have to just go by the minimum guy. The fixed objective thing, practically, shechita, always the man's knocking it down. It doesn't always involve going to get it, so therefore, we just say, fine, it's just so we just take the minimum. But according to, at least at that stage of the Gemara, when the Gemara thought it meant including going to get it, you couldn't say what I'm saying. the attack, right? Because that's not part of the attack. But now the Gemara rejects that because it's Hatzarach Lashiurim. It can't be that. So now you could say, okay, fine. So it's going away from that and it's saying, no, it doesn't include that. It just includes the takedown. So is it basically, you guys are going to say, so it's just the same idea, just the Pratil Shechita. It just doesn't include the attack because it doesn't include the getting the animal because it's too subjective, but the concept is the same, namely the practical shechita. I'm saying is the Gemara went away from that whole way of thinking. It would have gone that way, but in some of the but now it's like going to a whole different idea of the attack. But you could say, like, well, why? What's my evidence that the Gemara is going away from that? It, arguably, it's still in the same concept. It's just saying you can't include the getting it because it's too subjective. But in theory, it would include that. You just have to minus that part out because it's subjective. So, if you follow me, I think that would indicate a simpler way to go, at least in terms of the Gemara, is not to say what I'm saying. But to say that the Gemara is just saying the practical shechita, though in theory it would include getting the thing also. It just can't because it's too subjective. There's no way to objectify it in Hatzarach Lashiurim. But it really would include that. And I can't, there's no way to argue like what I'm saying, that's part of the attack, going to get the animal from the store. I mean, that's not attack, man. That's not what I'm saying. You know, I'm like trying to tie it more. Yeah, I'm like, you know, where I'm coming from is a little bit more what was bothering you guys originally. It's like, just go by the shlita itself. Who cares about all these other things? They're not part of the shlita. So I'm kind of trying to say that taking it down is part of the shlita in a certain sense. Not just practically, but it's like part of the framework of an attack, you know? What I'm saying is, you see, you guys are saying, forget that. It doesn't matter. Just the practical shlita. As soon as you see, the Gemara was willing to even include going to get it. That's not part of it in any real way. Just practically. So unless you're going to say, unless I'll say that the Gemara ended up, you know, retracted from that. And it was going that way, but then it ended up going that way. But that's, I'm kind of putting that into the Gemara. I don't see any indication that the Gemara is switching gears. The only reason why the Gemara switched is because it's not the Rech Lashiurim. So fine, so just switch that out and just go with the practical shechita and just part of the practical shechita, which is objectifiable. What does that include? Knocking it down. I could say, I mean, I'm not sure, maybe this is force, but I'm not sure. It says, Rav Hanina says, Kadesh Yavi Behema Cheres V'Yishchav. Right? So the amount of time it takes to go out and get another animal and shecht it, which sounds like what you guys are saying, right? To go get another animal. It says, Yavi, feel me, I'm leaving from the world. So it says, no, it means to get it. If it's there, go to knock it down and to do it. Right? Which indicates from the give and take we just said, indicates the way you guys are learning. But then it says, new shita. So it's the shear that it takes to pick it up, knock it down, and shecht it. So that this isn't saying anymore to get another animal. Like the whole idea, first of all, in this side, you don't have the thing about going to get it from wherever, from somewhere else. And you don't have the idea, behema acheres, it's just saying the shear is kadeshiyag behena viyarbitzana. So you could say that's like what I'm saying, that that's just the attack, and it only includes the attack, the picking it up, knocking it down, shechting it. It's like a three-step process. Includes the whole thing. So you could say, I could argue that my svara is that the second position of the Gemara, and you're the way you guys are saying is the first one. But I think it's pretty convincing that at least the first one is not what I'm saying. But maybe the second one you could say is what I'm saying. Read a little further, and let's just get a setup of what we're going to do next, okay? So then the Gemara says, Daka la daka v'gasa la gasa, right? So behema daka for behema daka means behema daka, again, I looked it up. I think it just means like calves, or like goat and sheep, versus behema gasa is like cows and bulls and oxen, and you know,
it's not beef
steak,
it's beef.
Okay, so I just wanted to show you something. So he's saying you go by not only, remember yesterday we said you go by behema, one shita said you go by behema, by for behema, and o for of. Right? One for each just separately, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a machlokes. The other side says no, it's one unified thing, and you just go by the share of, right? The share of behema for everything. Right? So look at this tosa. So how do we hold? How do we hold? Oh, before, look at Rashi. So look at Rashi. Daka la daka. Rashi. He says, L'shehiyaz behema daka
Misharina Mideshchidas Behemadaka. Think of us, if you're shechting a Behemadaka, a thin animal, then it goes by a thin animal. Mishar Beshchita Lechuda. I'm sorry. In general, the principle is Yamachlokes Rabbi Yochanan, Megalik Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Rabbi Yochanan held, with regard to the oaf question, he held that you go by Behema for everything. So, in theory, you should go by Behema for everything. But here, Kivan the Kimle Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Beshitosi de Rav, Dalmar Daka Ledaka Vegasa Vegasa. Since you see that the Gemara goes like Rav, because it says he goes dakal dakal yasa, v'meilah shaminan ve'of lof, v'din chomo. So you see, if you're even differentiating within Behema itself and saying daka goes by daka and gaza goes by daka, certainly you can differentiate and go by of, you can go for of, and Behema, you can go for Behema. So therefore, it must be we don't hold like that we just have one unified share. Right? And look at those, he explains a little more. Shmuel ma'af Behema lof, Rabbi Yochanan al-Pasik Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan dar Behema lof. So regular paskins, we just go by one uniform share for everything. But upikuntras pasak lachumra kirav the amar of loaf. Why the kaimi amora de marava kavasai the amri dakal dakal vegasa lagasa. Now he explains the kol shekain of loaf. Certainly, if you're going between behema daka and daka, it goes by daka, gasa goes by gasa. Certainly, of goes by of. The yoser chaluk of mi behema mi mashe chalukim daka mi gasa. Because what's more, what's further apart? Behema daka and behema gasa, or a behema versus an oaf. So an oaf, I'm not sure, but for two reasons. First of all, an oaf is little, tiny little neck, and a behema is big. And an oaf also, I'm not sure if this is what he means, but oaf you do one siman, and a behema you do two siman. So what's, you see that he even says daka goes by daka and gasa goes by gasa. Big animals, little animals. Now they're not that different, but still he says, look. You're shutting a behemah daka, you go by behemah daka. You're shutting a behemah gasa, you go by behemah gasa. So apparently we even differentiate between those two. And they're all behemahs. So certainly you can differentiate between an oaf. An oaf is a totally different thing. Totally different thing. Even halachically it's different. You see it's one siman, it's much smaller. It's totally different. It's like daka and gasa is more like a quantitative difference. But oaf is all different, a different quality. So you think certainly you should differentiate. So you see the Gemara goes, we daka, daka, gasa, gasa, certainly. Right? Seems reasonable, right? I mentioned this to you, I don't know if we'll do this tomorrow, but the Rambam holds, and the Ref, they hold that you differentiate between daka, and gasa, but you don't differentiate between oaf and behema. Oaf is the same as behema. Oaf goes by behema daka. It's strange. It's like exactly this logic, which the culture can, which Tosis is throwing out, they don't hold by. Balamor chose to defend a little bit, but whatever, I'm just bringing that up. Okay, one more thing I want to do here. Then he's like this. Amar Rava. Next. Hashochei besakin ra'a afilo kol hayom kula k'shera. So if you shecht with a bad knife, a dull knife, so you could shecht all day long. Rashi. Marech v'shoha v'shchita achas k'shera. Hol v'chol shohum alechum evi lo. So basically, imagine a dull knife. So it could take hours. So shach, you go back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. Each time you go back, you cut a tiny millimeter with a flash. Till you get the simanim, it could take you days, take you hours. He says, that's not considered shia. Because you're not doing shia. There's no time limit for how long it has to take. You just can't pause. Right? Good? Mm-hmm. Okay, the Gemara says like this. Boi rava, shihios mahu shiitstarfu. If you do shihios, Rashi, hifzik bashnayim shalshapam b'shchita achaf, the shoha bein shlashtam k'day shir shalim. So let's say I have the 10 seconds worth of shchita, right? Now let's say I shecht a little bit, and then I pause for 7 seconds. Then I shecht a little bit again, and I pause for 4 seconds. Okay, so each, all together, I have 11 seconds worth of pausing. But in, never together. They're independent, separate pauses. So do I join together the pauses and say altogether I had 10 seconds worth of pauses and it's a puzzle? Would you say no? You just go by each moment, right? That's a question. That's what we're going to find. So Gemara says like this: Itishulei mididei. Isn't it pashut? Because you see, the Gemara says that you could shecht all day long, right? So you're shechting all day long. Isn't it obvious that you can have you add up all the pauses and you're shechting all day long? You're going to add up to more than 10 seconds worth of pauses. So doesn't that prove that we don't add them up? So the Gemara says no. Hasam glosha. I'll tell you, Einach Nami. If you actually were shouting all day long and you did have pauses, then it would be possible. But it's talking about where mamish, you go back and forth all day long without any pauses whatsoever. So you can't prove it, because you could say the case is where your mom is shachting it all day long without any pauses. So it's not a raya. But the point is, the Gemara is in Ibaya, which it leaves open. This is what we have to find for tomorrow. Is, do you add together the shiyas? Okay, do you add together the shiyas? So you have within one shchita, you stop and start and stop and start and stop and start. Do you just say that if you have one psal for 10 seconds, that's a psal, but otherwise it's okay? Or do you say you add them all together? You add all the pauses together. And if they add together to the 10 seconds, then it's a psal. Okay? That's a problem.
So that's
Shehiyah, the saying the other member is showing you, seems, maybe it defines more, but that's the idea of Shehiyah doesn't mean that Shechita has to take place quickly. It has nothing to do with quickly. It has to do with a pause. So it could be all day long. There's no time limit on Shechita. You might think you can't pause. No, hurry up. Let's get it done. It's not because it's an amount of time. There's no amount of time that Shechita has to take. It's just an idea that you can't pause. But you can do it as slow as you want or whatever, as long as you don't pause.